Amen. Psalm 125. This is the word of the Almighty that give me strength, that give me security in my life. And every time I look at this particular psalm, it touched my heart. And I want to share with you this morning what the meaning of this word that the King David is talking about. And this is what he said. He said, those who trust on the law are like a Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but they be for they forever. The mountains surround Jerusalem, so that the law surround you forever and ever. Amen. So this verse of the Bible, they're talking to us about the security we have in God. Amen. So they said, those who trust on the law, amen, their security in the hands of the Lord. Amen. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart, your life is secure. Amen. Secure like the Mount of Sin. They cannot be shaken. They cannot be moved. Amen. And then they said they secure Jerusalem. You know, when they talk about Jerusalem, they talk about you. They don't talk about the city, they talk about you, because you are the bride of Christ. He said, you are secure in the hands of the Lord that cannot be shaken. Amen. And this morning we will talk about who we are in Christ. Amen. And I just wanted to tell you that we are family in Christ, and you are my brothers and my sister in Christ. If you need anything, please give me a call, because my phone is on. Maybe the church phone is off, but my phone is on. Amen. For any reason, for anything, give me a call. Because I love you. Because Jesus loves you. Amen. Let me, for example, a few weeks ago, I was working in the shopping center in Jesmond. One of the lady that she not seen me for a long time, she run and hugged me. And I was thinking, what you hugging me for? You know, as I'm looking around, and I'm a pastor, people are watching, you know, because my wife, she's not jealous of me. She's okay. But then other people are talking about, and she hugging me. And I said, what you hugging me for? And she said, I hug you because I wanted to hug Jesus. But I said, I'm not a Jesus. But, and she said, you know, in your heart, I see Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, who we are in Christ. Amen. I want you, if you write anything this morning, to write this word. I am secure in Christ. Amen. If you write anything, just remember, because you probably don't remember everything I said, but you remember this word, I am secure in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus will not let you go. Amen. He will be secure your life if you stand in Christ. Let me give you an illustration. Approximately 40 years ago, my first time, it is 40 years ago, maybe a little bit more, I pick up my daughter Mirella for the first time and turn upside down. But when I turn upside down, she grabbed my hands, a hole in my hands. She was thinking that I might even let go. She was only a little baby. But never, ever, ever, I will let go my daughter from my hands. So she must was thinking that I'm going to drop him down in her little mind. But I am the father. I will not let her go down ever, ever. Not for a second here, I will not do that because I'm the Father. Amen. And I remember that every time I was to do that after that, she was not grepper anymore because she was feeling secure in the hands of the Father. Amen. So the illustration is sometimes we are similar in relationship with God. We are insecure ourselves, and we think that God is not there for us. We are insecure. But if you are in Christ Jesus, He's there for you. He will not let you go. Amen. He will not let you go. Because He loves you. He'll die for you on the cross. He will not let the devil to touch you. It's important that you know that Jesus, He will not let you go. He will grab you. He'll take care of you. He will embrace you. And they will hold it in your hands. Because He loves you. Because He died on the cross for you. He put His life on the cross for you. To give you salvation. To secure your life unto the heavenly and for the eternity. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
I think you want my story, but you'll have to come tonight. Because you people don't put your hands up. That's why this story will stay on my book. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 125. Those who trust on the Lord, they are secure as a mount in sin. Where is God is. And they will be not moving. Because they are just the mount is not moving. The security on your life is with you. You are secure in the hands of the Lord. In the Old Testament, when they're talking about the trust in God, it means that you're keeping, you know, the children in a safe place. That's what I mean on the Old Testament. But on the New Testament, Jesus said, I know them by name. I know them by name. They are for me. They are secure in my hands. My Jesus recommend. They said they know my voice. And when I call them, they hear my voice. And they follow me. If you are in Christ Jesus, you will follow Christ. You don't follow any rubbish on the world. My Jesus said, they hear my voice, and when they hear my voice, they will not let go because they follow me. Jesus is my Savior, my protection, my security. In Him, I have no worry. I can trust in Him because He's surrounded with my hands. And they grip me and they hold me. They will not let go. I will not fall down. Sometimes we are insecure. And we think God is not there for me. If you are in Christ and you follow this church, in this ministry, my job is to protect you, to pray for you. You are my brothers and my sisters in Christ. And that's why my phone is on 24 hours a day. Like I said, maybe the church phone is somewhere nobody here. But my phone is there. You can call me. Amen.
Amen.
You can call me. Because I love you. And my job is to protect the best of my knowledge. It's not really matter what color you are, what nationality you are, or what country you come from, or whatever you are my brothers in Christ. And my Jesus, they want to protect the people. And so if you don't let me know, it's just like you're insecure. Because you think that nobody can do anything for you. But let me tell you, you can be secure when somebody pray for you. I love him. My friend Jerry, he just left a few days ago to go home. Just before he fly from Sydney Airport, he called me, Pastor Tony, inside the aeroplane, I'm ready to go. And I said, Jerry, I pray for you. God is with you. Amen. So as soon as he got to home, he called me. I think it was at 1 o'clock in the morning here. Something like that. And I pick up the phone. Jerry, Pastor Tony, I just let you know I'm at home. And I said to him, who would you enjoy to see there? I said, oh, my beautiful girl. So that's just another story. Amen. Amen. So if you're planning to go home, let me know. Text me. Text my number. Amen. Text my number. If you don't have my number, I give it to you. I'll pray for you. I come to see you before you go. I want to lay hands on you. I want to bless you that God will be with you. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't go home, and please stay with us. Amen. That we have a wonderful time on this holiday. Amen. But if you're planning to go somewhere, let me know. Amen. Let me know. Praise God. If your lady know Mirella, maybe she don't answer, try me. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus protect each one of us who have a relationship with him. Amen. Jesus protecting us. He's there for you. If you have a relationship with him, looking at the few verses that I wanted to share with you this morning. In John 10, 27, my sheep recognize my voice. That's what Jesus said. What does he say about this thing? They said that if we call in him, he will answer us. Let me tell you, some people who call in Jesus said, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped to help them, to touch them, to give me the vision, to have a life, to see the lights of the world, to have a life to live. Jesus, I love you, not against you. But you needed to call on him. You needed to say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to surround with you. I want you to be with me. He will not let you go. He will not let you down. He will be there for you. He wants to secure your life. But if you don't belong into the surround protection, amen. Let me give you an illustration. You know, I've been on the army and talk about the army because the army learned me a lot of good things. Amen. In the army, I was on Nordo Italy, and on the army, we usually have a secure place where we have all of this secret money, lot of army and everything. We have this security area. That the security area was a secure. A soldier in heavy arm 24 hours a day. Amen. That means nobody can go inside the area without the permission. Because you needed to recognize it to go there. Amen. And let me tell you, if you are in Christ Jesus and you are in security area where he surrounds you with the security, nobody can touch you. No one can touch you. No one that can put you there. No one that can say anything to you. Because you are protected by the security that God has around you. But you needed to be on that security area. Amen. The enemy could not go into that security. It didn't really matter who was it. There was no place for anybody to go to that place because that place was under security arm. And if you are under the security of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will surround your house, surround your family, surround your children, surround your life. No one can touch you because you are unshakable before the Lord.
Who are you in Christ? You are the Son. You are the Son of Jesus. He died for you. He giving you protection. He'll take you into the heavenly place.
No one. The question is, you needed to answer his call. You needed to answer his call. You needed to hear his voice. Amen. You needed to hear the voice. If you hear the voice and you follow Jesus, you're under protection. We must believe that Jesus is all around our life. You must be protected by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You must be protected by the, because Jesus protected you with the surround you. When Jesus left, he said to the apostle, I be with you wherever you go. I will not let you go. I will be with you wherever you go. So Jesus is with you. We have a responsibility that he is our Savior. He replies on us with the shield of salvation. He protecting our life. You know, the promise that he given to us is an unshakable promise. He's loving you and that he will be the one to secure your life. In John 10:27, my people recognize my voice and I know them by name. Amen. I know them by name and they will follow me. Amen. I know them by name, and they will follow me. If Jesus knows your name, there is nothing to worry about. You will be not followed because you are infallible. Amen. If you have a problem on the study, don't worry because you are not fallible. You are infallible because he knows your name. If you follow me, Jesus said, if you follow me, what that mean? You follow Jesus, amen. Whatever is go, amen. Because if you follow somebody else, then you're in trouble. When we're talking about believing Jesus, not just believe, we must be trusting, amen. What is a trusting? Trusting means that you put you, whatever you have, into that trust. Amen. Into the hands of your trusting. Because you know they will take over what you have. So we need not just to believe. You need to trust Jesus. You need to be with him. It is important that Jesus knows your personal life. He said, you follow me. Not just to hear my voice. You follow me. You come wherever I'm going. Because if you are with Jesus, nothing can happen to you. You are secure into the hands of the Lord. Hello? Security into the hands of the Lord. Jesus said in John 12:26, all of those who wanted to be my disciple must become and follow me. And if they follow me, they follow my Father will too. Amen. So he said, if they follow me, they follow my Father too. They hear my voice. And they answer me. When I call them, they answer me. You remember many times I give you the number to call God. Hallelujah. You remember the number 333. You know, 3 times 3. And St. Jeremiah said, call into me and I will answer you. Glory be to God. Call into Jesus and he will be answer you. When it's talking about calling to Jesus, that means that you're asking him to be in your personal life. Many people say, Pastor, pray for me. What about we pray together? Amen. Because if I pray for you and you do some other things wrong, that means God is not there for you. Amen. What about if you come and pray with us on Wednesday night? Glory be to God. When we shake the devil out of this building, glory be to the Lord. It has no place. Soon do they see coming in, particularly when they see our brother Eric coming in, he will run away. He will not come close unto you because we shake him, hallelujah. We are unshakable. Jesus is here with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Young man told me the other day, he said, Pastor Tony, are you speaking tongue? I said, yes, I am. And he said, what do you say in tongue? I said, well, if I tell you, you don't understand it. He said, my Jesus is the only one that understands it. Can you ask your Jesus why you don't talk to me? And I said, yes, my Jesus said, you're not saving. You need to go to Jesus. He said, oh, my father is a pastor. Yeah, maybe your father, but not you. Glory be to God. Don't be scared to tell them the people they are on the wrong track. Amen. Can you speak into me in tongues? He said, no, because you're not a Jesus. Amen. And I'm not making fun of anybody. I can tell you that you needed to give your life to Jesus. That's what I said to him. And then some other people said, don't talk to him because he will put you in there. Amen. Because Jesus is with me. He gave me the word to tell him. Amen. Without any question. My life is committed to follow Jesus in any costing. Amen. Many years ago, I promised to the Lord Jesus, I will serve you for the rest of my life in any costing. Whatever happened to me, you surround me and you take care of me. I will follow you and serve you for the rest of my life. And Jesus said, well, I'll be with you. And you will be blessing. Amen. And my God, my Jesus. Amen. Why I said my Jesus? Because my personal Jesus will live it on my heart. Amen. He's living on my heart. And so I invite you too to making sure that you're falling Jesus. You're making sure that you fall in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Fall in love with Jesus. Amen. Because if you fall in love with Jesus, you will marry him. Amen. And if you marry him, he will take you into the heavenly place and you have eternal life and nobody can take it away from you. Fall in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. He'll give you security in your life. Glory be to God. Eternal life. When I say to Jesus, I will follow you for the rest of my life in any condition, he said, I'll give you the eternal life. Amen. It don't really matter what happened to me. If the devil can do whatever he wants, I will be protected in Jesus' name. Because I trust in my Lord, my Jesus. The great things that you trust in Jesus. You know, you live in preparation of your life to meet you, Jesus. Amen. You live in preparation of your life to meet you, Jesus. You know, when somebody get married, they get ready in preparation and the bride, they dress nice and the groom is waiting for her to come. It's the same thing when you get ready to meet Jesus. Amen. Because he loves you, he's waiting for you, he's there for you. The great promise he gave you, they said, you are my Jesus. So I love you for the rest of my life. Jesus, a promise. In John 10:28, I give them the eternal life, and they will be never perish. Hello? I will give them the eternal life, and they will never, ever perish from my hands. The promise us eternal life. The eternal life means
unfinite life. They mean they will never end. They is there forever. They give you the promise of eternal life. But to have the promise of the eternal life, you need to embrace the presence of the Lord. You need to clean your heart. You need to clean your life. Not really matter what happening. You need to clean your house. You need to have the presence of Jesus into your life. You need to fall in love with Him. You need to talk unto Him. Not really matter what language you're talking, He understands you. He understands you. If you are in Christ, the promise is that He will never ever let you down. Jesus.
John 5:24 said, I surround you, those who listen to my message, and I believe in God who said in me, I have eternal life. This is a wonderful word, that if we believe in Jesus, in John 6:47, he said, if anyone who believe in me have a last eternal life, have a last eternal life, eternal protection. Amen. Amen. Eternal protection. Not all those that God giving eternal life, but all those who believe in Jesus and they give the life to Christ. There is no other way to the heavenly place. You can do whatever you want. You don't get to the heaven without Jesus. Amen. You don't get to the heaven without Jesus, because no one died for your life. No one died for your life. There is so many religion on this world, so many different opinion. One man told me last week, he said, all of the religion is the same. And then they said, before you go any further, it's all of the road that will bring you to Rome. I said, wait a minute. Not all the road to bring you to Rome. So why not? Because sometimes you go on the end, they said, not true road. Ooh, yes, it is. I said, not true road. I found a many place. I left it and got back. Not every religion that bring you to heaven. Only Jesus that bring you to heaven. Hello? Hello? The only Jesus that give you security. Amen. And not really matter what you're doing or what you intended to doing. There is no other way. And don't listen to anybody. Just listen to the word of the Lord. Amen. That He is the one that secure your life. There is no other teaching. There is no other remuneration. There is no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to my Father except through me. Somebody told me not long ago, this world is the heaven. I said, no, this is not. I said, why you say not? Because I said to him, just to look around and see what you see. And I told him the heaven is on the heavenly place. Where is the enemy can't touch me. Amen. That is the heaven. When my Lord Jesus surrounded with the angel, the living God, that we have a peace and joy for the rest of our eternity that will never end. You can tell me whatever you want, whatever you believe, whatever you want. There is no life in this world if you believe that this is the heaven. Whatever that teach you that is wrong completely. Amen. My Bible, they told me that Jesus is the only way. Amen. My Bible, they told me that Jesus is the only way. 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, chapter 1, 12, I know who I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able to guarantee, to guard my life, and take me through to Him until the day they come. Glory be to God. Amen. Until the day they come. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Our salvation is not found in any religion or any environment or any book on the world or anything. Our salvation is found only in God, who sent His Son, who come Himself. Let me make that clear. He come into this world for a short time to teach us and to give us the life that we live forever with their Father God. Amen. Amen. Who created us, who give us the bless for the eternal life. We have an unshakable promise. The Lord, we have an unshakable promise. And let me tell you, if you follow somebody that is unshakable, I'm telling you, get out of the place and go with the unshakable promise that God surround you with security. God will keep us safety in His arm. The lady come and embrace me, thinking that it was Jesus. And she said, no, I see inside you is Jesus. Jesus is the one that God embrace you. Amen. He's the one. Because I am another person like anybody else. Amen. I need to pray like you need to pray. I needed to drink water like you drink water. I needed to eat like you. I needed to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus just like you. Amen. So we needed to surround ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. As a pastor, I have a responsibility before the Lord to tell you. Because, as you know, I have a responsibility to tell you. By having no guarantee that you get to the heaven, because the guarantee is only in your hands. Amen. You're the only one to choose that. When you accept Christ into your life as your Savior and Lord of your life, you become one of the relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I said to somebody, they always said, I believe in the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. They said, oh, you believe in three people. No, I believe on the whole universal. Amen. I don't believe in people. I believe at the eternity who created us. That's why it was my answer. Glory be to God. The Father and the Son, they are one. Amen. The Father and the Son, they are one. And Jesus said, I am the good pastor. Amen. I am the good shepherd. I know my own. I know my people. And they follow me just as I follow my Father. Wait, listen carefully. Just as I follow my Father. Jesus said to the apostle and to the people who follow him, I know them. I call him by name. They hear my voice. They follow me. And I follow them just as my Father followed me. As I follow my Father, we are secure. The security in our life is unshakable. It is unshakable. Pastor, why are you screaming? I scream because I want you to hear. It's unshakable, the security in our life. My Father, my Jesus told me that the relationship He put into my heart is going to be secure, is going to be stronger, and the devil has no power in my life. Unshakable, they no move. It don't really matter what's happening. My Redeemer live. My Redeemer live. Glory be to God. Jesus said, if your relationship is with me, I will love you. I will love you. How many people love Jesus this morning? Praise God. Can you stand with me and you come here and you embrace Jesus?